Welcome to the Bramhamas podcast. In today's podcast, I speak with Roxy Nafusi. Roxy is an emotional health advisor, and 3 years ago, her life changed dramatically when she began manifesting. Since then, she's committed to transforming the lives of people who suffer with emotional and mental health issues and helping people fulfill their potential. She has hosted self-love and motivational workshops and events for major brands, including Clinique, and she's written regularly for major publications like Marie Claire UK, Evening Standard, E-Online and Poosh. I'm Louise Duffy and this is the Bramhamas Podcast. Roxy, thank you so much for joining us on the Bramhamas podcast.
Ah, thank you so much for having me. I've honestly been so excited to sit down with you.
Well, Roxy, I'm so excited to talk to you for the podcast today because for the last year or so, your daily affirmations and your positivity on Instagram have been getting my day off to a better start. So it's lovely to chat to you. And I know that you really attribute the change in your lifestyle to manifesting. So that's the first thing I'd love to talk to you about. So what is manifesting and how do you do it?
Well, firstly, thank you so much. So manifesting is essentially the ability to draw in anything that you desire into your life. And I always say that it kind of looks and feels like magic, and it kind of is, but it's this meeting of science and wisdom. That's how I kind of describe it. And it really gives you this sort of limitless power and potential to really just live the life of your dreams, to literally live your best life. And the idea is that through your own, by changing your own energy and your own vibration, which is where the word vibe comes from. So you'll hear people say high vibe or low vibe, you attract that vibe back to you. So if you are, your vibration is high, then by the law of attraction, which is kind of told to us by quantum physics, then you attract high vibe back to you. And vice versa, if you're low vibe, and low vibe might be things like fear, doubt, insecurity, limiting beliefs, then you'll attract that back to you. So that's kind of what manifesting is as a whole. But I think what a lot of people think about manifesting is, I would say the biggest misconception about it is that manifesting is just about visualizing what you want, thinking about it really hard, and then it appears. So if you have maybe heard of the law of attraction, that's probably what you've heard. But manifesting is really visualizing what you want is just the very beginning of the journey. It's actually more about believing you can have it and knowing your worth. It's self-love is the driving force behind manifesting. So for me, manifesting is more than an ability to just attract abundance into your life, but it's a self-development practice to live by. It's about uncovering the best version of yourself, embodying the person that you want to become. It's about letting go of all these things that hold you back, from negative thinking to toxic friendships, bad habits. Everything that you do day to day has a part to play in your ability to manifest your dream life.
Wow. Okay. So there's so much there. And for personal reasons, I really want to delve into some of it. So when you mention vibrations and the high, you know, trying to have that high vibe, how do you improve your vibrations? How do you bring yourself up to that level?
So there is so many ways that you can kind of raise your vibe. I would say that the number one way is gratitude. So gratitude is incredibly high vibe, and is one of my steps of my 7-step guide to manifesting is embrace gratitude without caveats. And that means wholehearted gratitude. It's not, I'm happy or I'm grateful for this, but I wish it was better. It's being a, and this is what I call the manifesting sweet spot. It's knowing what you want, but being completely grateful for all that you currently have. And that gratitude is what will constantly raise your vibe. It's also things like respecting yourself. It's positive thinking. It's repeating mantras and listening to affirmations. It's meditation, surrounding yourself with good people, people that lift you up, make you feel supported, and walking away from things that bring you down, things or people that bring you down.
And in terms of, you know, the gratitude, so there is that kind of, I suppose there's that element of balance, because a lot of us could, you know, aspire and focus too much on what we want without focusing on all that we have. And, you know, it's like that age old saying of, you know, if you're focused on what you don't have, you'll never be happy. So how do you help clients achieve that?
It's really a daily practice. So you have to, just like you practice gaining, you know, if you're trying to build muscle in the gym, you can build a sense of gratitude within you. So one thing that I always do is a positivity journal. And I always encourage people to do this. And that's that every night you write down every single good thing that happened in the day from the minute you woke up to the minute you went to bed. So that can be, the sun was shining, my coffee tasted delicious, I had a beautiful message from a friend, someone smiled at me walking down the street, whatever it is, you note everything down. And what it does is it helps you to recollect all the amazing and beautiful moments in the day that otherwise would have gone completely unnoticed. Mm-hmm. Now, when you do this repeatedly, because of neuroplasticity, which is our brain's ability to form new pathways through new experiences and behaviors, we're able to actually reprogram our brain to focus on the good and to be more grateful. So that's kind of my number one tip. I remember the first time I did this for like, I did it 2 weeks consecutively, and I had such a huge shift and I had a massive breakthrough of manifesting something I'd wanted for ages. And ever since then, it's just been like my go-to.
Really? And was that you at the start? So that was when you started manifesting, after 2 weeks you saw a difference?
So no, it was actually, well, when I started manifesting was back in May 2018. But this gratitude was just like, you know, there's so many different levels to manifesting. So I'd manifested loads already, but I was still feeling quite blocked in my career. And so I used this to like unblock that. But like I said, it's something I live and breathe. The whole I now manifest every day. So yeah, there's lots of different techniques you can use. So if you're feeling like, because some people will come to me and they'll manifest something quite quickly, but then they'll feel really blocked on something else. And that's always usually the thing that they have the most insecurity about, the most fear or doubts. So you can just use different kind of techniques to help you if you get stuck.
Do you think that some people manifest and they're not even aware they're doing that? I believe I did, like I manifested something years ago that I really wanted. And it's only now, you know, and my awareness of people like you and this practice that I'm like, oh my God, that's how that happened for me. But I wasn't aware.
100%. There's actually a lot of, well, look, everybody listening to this will have manifested something unintentionally. So the people that I would say are natural manifestors that manifest like abundance and success into their lives are those people that just have this unwavering doubt and like just such belief. You just know it will happen. You don't know why, you don't know how, you just know that it will. And that really is like my step 7, which is trust in the universe. So some people just are born with that kind of confidence. And maybe some of you guys listening know that there's a time that you've experienced where you didn't know why, you just had this like just this unwavering faith that you knew it would, and it did. Mm-hmm. And it was that kind of trust that really manifested it to you, that self-belief, that feeling of self-worth, because that's where we manifest from our subconscious beliefs about what we deserve. But then you might have manifested in the other way. So how many times have you woken up in a bad mood or feeling really frustrated, angry, and then you've spilt your coffee or you've missed your train or you've got a, and you know, I had it the other day where I'd woken up, I was just feeling really frustrated and it was just one of those days and an unexpected bill came through the door. And honestly, I just laughed. I was like, of course it has. Of course it has. Because, you know, when you manifest powerfully, it works both ways. You have to really keep checking in with yourself. How am I feeling? Like, where is my energy at? How can I change it? How can I, you know, and that awareness is really important.
Oh, it really is. And I think, you know, you mentioned the positivity journal, and recently I just started that too, because of you. Again, I sound like quite the Instagram stalker, but like these tips are really important. But I would suggest then that, you know, the practice of a positivity journal as opposed to scrolling through Instagram before bed is a lot healthier for your mindset. So what do you think about social media and the impact it has on us?
Oh gosh, it's you know, I kind of love Instagram. Like, I definitely love it. I have such a great community on there, and I use it for what it's good for, which is, I think, to connect to people, for entertainment, for you know, to learn things. But it depends on the mood that I'm in. So if I'm in a, and I think this is true for everyone, if you're kind of in a mood where maybe your confidence is a little low, or you're feeling a bit, you're just in that, you know, when self-loathing just kicks in, and we all have those days. And then I think that we can end up using using Instagram really to self-sabotage. It kind of, we look at people that we assume that we compare ourselves to, and we allow it to kind of feed into this low self-worth. And in that sense, I think it can be really dangerous. So I think it's about mindful use of it. So just checking in, like, am I going into the app and using it in a mindful way to entertain me or to connect or to inspire me? Or am I going in it to distract myself from how I'm feeling? Or am I using it to try and ease boredom, which I think is also not a healthy way to use it? Or am I doing it to reinforce these low self-worth feelings that are already in me?
Mm-hmm. It's hard to believe that this practice has only started for you in the last 3 years, really. And you know, the success you've had, you're such an incredible advocate for manifesting with your clients. So what's the most significant success story you've witnessed with a client, if you could tell me?
Oh my God. It's really hard to pick one.
Yeah.
Because, And I really mean this from the bottom of my heart, every single person, that whether it's a client I've been working with for a year or someone that's just come to one of my workshops, every single time they send me a message or tell me like, oh my God, I manifested this, yeah, I am blown away. But the things that I really love hearing are like, I always, at the moment, there's an influx of people manifesting their dream jobs. Yeah. Sometimes someone will send me a product and they'll say, this is the business that I manifested from your workshop, which is so cool. Pregnancies, you name it, new homes, moving country. Yeah. It's incredible.
Have you noted then a shift in the mindset of your clients during the pandemic? We've all had a tough year, you know, be it for, you know, our professional reasons, plans have had to change, be put on hold. Have you noticed people more or less open to meditation, affirmations, manifesting?
I think people are much, much, much more open to it. I think, well, there was just no greater time for self-reflection, self-development, awareness. And I think people really just thought, you know what? I want to go back to the world,
yeah,
and make it better than it was before. And so I think really, of course, there were lots of challenges, but I think people have adapted really well. I think everybody should be so proud of themselves. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Amazing. It's what a year when we look back. So in terms of the self-worth that you've discussed and the importance of that and your perception of your self-worth, self-care is quite vital in this. So, you know, does that include things like grooming and beauty routines? Is that part of it?
So self-care for me is like one of the greatest forms of self-love. And it's such an incredible opportunity for active meditation, because meditation is essentially just the practice of stillness, awareness, and focused attention. And when you're doing your skincare routine and you're applying your creams or your masks, whatever it is, you have such a great opportunity to pay attention. So you can pay attention to the feeling of the texture, the, you know, the feeling of the creams. You can massage it in a very meditative kind of way. There's also the smells, which are just like heavenly. You can really pay attention to even just like the sight of, you know, when you open a pot of cream and just looking at it is kind of like, it's so relaxing. And then at the same time, while you're doing it, you know, I really make a thing of it. So in the evenings, I always light candles, I play relaxing music, or you could use it as a time to listen to your morning affirmations. And it's just 10 minutes at the start of the day and the end of the day, just to set you up and wind you down.
In terms of the start of the day, then you've mentioned, you know, how important it is to start your day well, and most often it will continue the way you start. If you're in a bad mood, you might get a bad bill, or happy, you'll attract good things. So your morning routine is important. So what kind of products are you using in your ideal self-care morning routine?
So I always, I work out pretty much every morning, even if it's just a stretch. And then I go have a really long shower. I'm obsessed with showers. And at the moment I'm using the Clinique All About Clean Foaming Cleanser, which I have to have a foamy cleanser. I can't do gels. I just really like the feeling, and I feel cleaner when I've used one of those. So I always start with that. Then I use the serum. So at the moment, I usually just use like a natural serum, like a hyaluronic acid. And then without fail, I have been using Moisture Surge. I think it's coming up to 8 years, yeah. Which is kind of wild.
At the time with Moisture Surge, it's amazing, isn't it?
It is so good. So I never knew why I loved it so much. And then I realized it had hyaluronic acid in it. And I respond really well to that as a product. And I have really sensitive skin. So a lot of moisturizers I find really make me break out. Are not good for me, but I have just never, ever had a problem with the Moisture Surge. And especially when I'm on holiday or in the sun, my skin just like drinks it up. And I always just reapply it. Like if I'm on holiday, I'll reapply it 2 or 3 times a day. So that's just like my go-to. And then usually a nice eye cream, if I remember. I always slack on the eye cream, but I always try to remember. And then of course, just if I'm having a no makeup day, then I use the Moisture Surge lip balm. It's so good. Have you tried it?
Yes, it's unbelievable. It's fab.
Oh, it's dreamy. In fact, Wade always steals it from me.
Oh, well, speaking of Wade, if you don't mind, I mean, you would attribute Wade to being one of the first positive results of manifesting that you noticed. So tell me about his approach. I mean, has he adopted a similar approach to you? Does he practice what you preach?
Yes. So me and Wade are co-parents, but we're like best friends. Yeah. But I completely manifested meeting him. He was the first thing I manifested. I spoke to him about manifesting on our first date. And he is very, I've learned so much of what I know from him. Like we've really grown on this journey together. I think when we both met, we were both quite lost, I think, but both very, very intrigued by self-development and philosophy. And it's been really amazing to have someone to bounce ideas off all the time.
Isn't that amazing though? Like that you manifested this important person in your life, and then a year later you have a baby. Like I think the positivity of your story is really inspiring for anybody who's kind of interested in getting on this route. But how do you manage it all though? So, you know, like you have an incredibly diverse job. You see clients, you have an amazing podcast, mental health ambassador, writer, contributor, and now you've a gorgeous little boy. So does that impact on the time you have to devote to your own practice of self-care? How do you prioritize?
It's been a real journey because I think everything happened very, very rapidly. Mm-hmm. And of course, I am very driven. I have a lot of energy. I love working. I love what I do. So I think for a long time I ran on a lot of adrenaline. Yeah. But then last year by September, I completely burnt out. So September to December, I had anxiety like I'd never experienced before. And it was really tough. I kept having panic attacks. It was not good. So in January this year, I was like, okay, I just have to, you know, I have to actually get back into my own practices. So I, you know, had forgotten about meditation and breath work, and I really did let my own practice slip. So I just made that a priority again. And so it enables me to manage stress much better. And I'm pretty calm day to day, I guess. So, but there's a lot of, but also I have an amazing team. Like I have such an amazing group of three girls that just help me do everything. And I really couldn't do, especially Annie. Like yeah. We have so many plates spinning, and she, I don't know how she keeps up with it all, honestly. So that really helps. Wade really helps with, was like an amazing dad. But yeah, I mean, I'm really ill. I don't know if you can hear, but I'm really ill this week. And I think that is a result of just overdoing it and my body just being like, you need to slow down. So like, it's really hard. I think anyone that is listening, that's, you know, whether you're a parent or not, and you're working and you love what you do and you're burning the candle at both ends, like, it's just, I think that's everybody's kind of battle, isn't it? It's just trying to fit so many things in. But then I love it, so I try not to moan or complain.
But of course, but you know, that's life too. No matter how much you love your career, there are still times when it just can overwhelm you, and you have to kind of invest in yourself then. So like having those great people to help you or taking time for yourself, what's your most preferred role of everything that you do, of the very many things that you do? What's your preferred?
Oh God. The workshops, without doubt. When I'm on stage, whether it's a virtual stage or a real stage, and I can just impart what I know and help people to understand how much power they have within them, it's like the best feeling in the world. It really is. I just, the rush from them is so incredible, and the feedback has just been, I mean, I've never ever promoted a single workshop on anything other than Insta stories. It's all just word of mouth, and they've grown so fast. And I think it just makes me really feel proud that people can sit somewhere for 2 hours and then they can make changes to their lives that really, you know, are significant. So that's just, it's just so special.
And what about Poosh? So you write with Poosh as well, of course, Kourtney Kardashian. Yeah. Website. What's it like being part of that organization, which is so huge and grown so quickly?
It's so cool. I really, like, honestly, I'm so proud of it. Every time I see an article go up, I'm like, ah, yeah, I love it. And actually, I just think it's an amazing website. It's an amazing platform. They always give me really good ideas to write articles on. And so I'm always kind of pushed to explore something new. And yeah, it's just, I think it's one of the things when I first happened, I was like, this is really cool. This is a great moment.
Kardashian. That's amazing, isn't it? So your podcast as well is so enjoyable. So your podcast is The Moments That Made Me. So and I know you have a special podcast on the question I'm about to ask you, but for people who haven't heard it, what are the moments that made you, that have had the greatest impact on your life?
So the first moment was meeting someone who was 25 years older than me when I was 21, and we dated for 2 years, and that was really life-changing because I kind of got propelled into a world that I had never experienced before. I never would have otherwise. I learned so much from him. He really shaped who I am in many ways. Mm. But then the heartbreak was so intense that it really kind of took me down quite a rocky path to, you know, I then, I guess my addiction was kind of born from there. And yeah, then it was kind of like this really hedonistic year, you know, 5-6 years after that, of just parties and drugs and smoking and drinking and depression and anxiety and just complete feeling of loss, lack of purpose.
Okay.
And then which led me to my second moment, which was really, I think, hitting rock bottom. And that was, you know, just don't know what to do with my life. What can I do? Yeah. I'm so lost. And my friend saying to me, listen to a podcast on manifesting. And then from there, everything changed very, very rapidly. Of course, a week later, Wade messaged me, a year to the day that Wade messaged me, my son was born. Oh. I think the third moment was probably just lockdown as a whole. Yeah, I think for a lot of people, actually, I've had a few guests who have said lockdown was a defining moment. And I think for me, for sure, I think I really connected with my audience more. I really grew my webinars. I could reach much more people because I wasn't doing them in person anymore. I'd taken them online, which is, I guess that I would never have had the idea to do that otherwise. Mm-hmm. I found intuitive eating in that time, which has changed my life because I no longer have to waste any energy on what I should or shouldn't eat. I just eat what I want.
Wow.
Which is incredible. And yeah, so I think lockdown for sure. Yeah. I think I'm going to come out of, I still have yet to actually go out. I need to, that's one thing I have not got yet is a personal life. But when I go out again, it's going to be, you know, I'm going to be a new person than I was before lockdown.
Well, maybe this podcast will be a moment in someone else's life, because it is really inspiring to hear your story and, you know, the practices that you keep. I think that, you know, the positivity and manifesting, it can make such a big difference. So thanks for telling us about that and sharing that with us.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Brand Thomas podcast. If you like what you've heard, be sure to subscribe and share and follow us on Official Brand Thomas on Instagram for more updates.